Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Shout me down if I'm wrong, and I love that phrase. Learned it in church, Paul. If you asked me what the biggest ice story in Maine and America has been over the past weeks, I suspect most everyone would say Biddeford.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in America, they might not have eyes on Maine the way that we have eyes on Maine. They might say Houston, but specifically an ice story, they might point to Biddeford, Maine. Yes, there was a shooting. Yes, there were protests. And we talked about the calls for transparency, some heated, some not. We begged for people to wait, show humility. Some did, most didn't. I speak of the protesters and the politicians and a couple of the pulpits in our state. The politicians, they certainly weighed in. Yes, there are investigations underway. I think a lot of that is newsworthy. I think it deserves coverage. It should be in Paul's newscast. We should talk about it on the radio. We should read about it in newspapers and see it on TV. And maybe even talk about it with the people in our lives, especially our kids. I think there should be scrutiny. I think that's warranted. And I think it's okay to ask questions. But this is the confession. Part of this is based on what Brent Littlefield, the spin doctor, did Tuesday on our program. In the conversation and the exchange, got a little heated, by the way. You can hear that rewind at WVOMFM.com. Look for Maine's Morning News and Rewinds. At one point, Brent said, "Can anyone here tell me who this person is?" And he shared a name. And then he shared a second name, and there was crosstalk, and I didn't hear, but I recognized the second name as one of the people in our state that died when someone who was here unlawfully and somehow got a driver's license, went off the road, and struck and killed her. But here's my confession concerning this story, these stories, this discussion about ICE. I couldn't tell you how many victims of human trafficking ICE has rescued this year. I could look it up. Information might be somewhere. I couldn't tell you how many dangerous criminals that ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, has arrested this very month, either in America or in New England or even here in Maine. I could not tell you how many people with final orders of removal, get out, have finally been deported. And I don't, Paul, respectfully, I don't think you could say, I don't think you could answer it either.
Nope.
Right? It's not. And it's not because these things aren't happening. It's because these are not the stories we're reading. These are not the stories we're hearing. These are not the stories being presented to us. And that's what I'm kind of wrestling with. And I will tell you, was it Tom Shattuck who said it during MainWire TV this past week? He said ICE needs a PSA, a public service announcement, mm-hmm. telling them about the good work they're doing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I even talk back to my computer when the guys are on. And I want to tell them, I'm sorry, people don't really listen to public service announcements. You need something more than that. Do we have an illegal immigration problem in America? Yes. Do we have an illegal immigration problem here in the state of Maine? Yes. Do we have disagreements about immigration policy or illegal immigration policy? Yeah, we do. God bless Philip Henry for coming in and talking with mm-hmm. us this morning in person. By the way, he does look rugged enough that he probably could swim the St. Croix from New Brunswick over to Maine. Did you see the guy? Wow. And as we pointed out in our conversation, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, I'm sorry, ICE is not one thing. They're not just the guys in the body armor and the masks that the young girl who got up in front of the Waterville City Council talked of last night.
Number four.
I trust the people that work for the city. I do not trust ICE. They are not part of our community. They aren't vetting their officers, and they mask themselves.
I wonder if she can correctly pronounce the word important. I don't know. ICE conducts immigration enforcement operations. Yes, it also investigates child exploitation. It investigates human trafficking. It investigates financial crimes, transactional criminal organizations, homeland security investigations. That's all ICE. And they're investigating child labor trafficking, human labor, adult labor trafficking, sex trafficking, all across the country every year. In fact, the Department of Homeland Security, I had to look this up in my research, creating a Center for Countering Human Trafficking to coordinate victim rescue efforts across the federal government. Now, before anybody calls and says, oh, Rick Tyler has become the public relations department for ICE this morning. Hang on. That's not my point. My point is not PR. My point is journalism. The journalism that the Bangor newspaper preaches that it's bringing you as they ask you for financial support. The journalism that the Portland newspaper preaches. The journalism that Maine Public Radio preaches. Imagine if every story that we ever covered about your local police department only involved an officer-involved shooting. I doubt you'd hear anything about any of the good work of the police department. No child that they saved when they were lost. No domestic violence. No perp that was caught. No drunk driver taken off the road. Never an overdose victim revived. Never a victim rescued. If that happened, would you have an accurate understanding of what the police department that you pay for in your community was doing? No, you wouldn't. You would demand more information. You would demand more correct information. Not misinformation. Not incomplete information. Incomplete information often produces incomplete conclusions. Can we say that one more time for everyone, for every politician, for every protester that's screaming for immediate answers concerning the incident in Biddeford? Incomplete information produces incomplete conclusion. I'm sorry, John Wadsworth. Where are the headlines that screamed that there was a three-year-old in the car and the three-year-old could have gotten hit by those bullets? Let's stay back in Maine here for a moment. Think about all the conversations that we've had over the past 2 weeks or so. We know the name of the guy killed in Biddeford. We know the name of the ICE officer involved, thanks to his now two exes. We know the politicians that marched alongside the protesters. We know those that showed up for a short amount of time, then left before they would answer any questions of the main wire. Shanna. We know the governor showed up for that 30-second, maybe 45-second photo op that turned south really, really fast. We know who's calling for abolishing ICE. And we also know who's actually defending ICE. But I wonder how many of us know what ICE was doing yesterday beside making headlines. There's a post, I saw it, maybe you saw it too. Yes, the main wire shared it. It's out of Boston. It's out of Immigration and Customs Enforcement Boston, and it discusses arrests involving individuals from multiple countries, not the United States, not Canada, by the way. Alleged or already convicted of crimes ranging from, and I took a close look at them, assault and battery, attempted sexual assault, drunk driving and leaving the scene of an accident, failure to register as a sex offender, some even worse. And some of these individuals had criminal convictions. Some are facing pending charges. That distinction does matter. But they were all here unlawfully. Guess who caught them before they could possibly commit another crime? Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The people that protesters want out. The people that politicians hungry for power are screaming that they want out. The people that at least preachers at two pulpits in our state are saying, get out. My question isn't whether you agree or disagree with the arrests. Had you heard about them at all? Because this is what I'm discovering. We are very, very good at consuming the curated stories that produce outrage. The Bangor paper needs the clicks. The Portland paper needs the clicks. The TV stations need the clicks. We need ears, to be honest. We are really, really good at consuming the curated stories. I put in curated there because I wanted to make you realize that they are crafted that way in order to get you to click so they can get your interest. Yes, rile you up sometimes. Remember what Elizabeth said? It shouldn't be, it could be inform, influence, or incite. She's not wrong. She's only been wrong once. When I asked her to marry me and she said yes, you know, we all knew that was coming. Okay. We are really good at consuming curated stories that produce outrage. We're not so good at consuming stories that produce understanding. Are we? Admit it. No. Even you fans of Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck and Fox News and Newsmax, admit it. How many times do you lay eyes on something coming from MSNBC to try to gain an understanding as to what the other side is thinking or saying? How many times do you, I'm not going to say watch The View, don't do that. How many times do you sample something from, it's MS Now, isn't it? It's not MSNBC, it's MS Now, or CNN, for instance. That's why three of the comments on the agenda today all came from CNN. I'm not afraid to listen to the other side. I'm strong enough in my beliefs. I'd like to think I'm strong enough in my beliefs to be able to hear what someone else has to say. That's why I love having John Wadsworth on with Brent Littlefield every Tuesday. You may hate. Oh, it's not a may, is it? The text messages that come in during the segment to us. Man, if we could print those and sell it for profit, we could give all that money to the Lafayette Center and help, you know, cancer survivors in our state. If you're a supporter of ICE, you ought to demand accountability when something goes wrong. If you're a critic of ICE, you ought to want to hear the whole story before reaching conclusions about what the agency does. That's what the intellectually honest people do. And I'd like to think that you and me and all of them are intellectually honest. But admit it, we're not. You can support immigration enforcement and demand accountability. It's not cognitive dissonance. You can have both at the same time. You can criticize immigration enforcement and you can still admit, you know what? Dangerous criminals that should be out of here, they're out of here. Yay, ICE. Good job. But the problem comes when we're only allowed to consume one slice of the conversation. And so here's my question. Are we seeing all of ICE or are we only seeing the stories? What's the word I used? Curated. Are we only seeing the curated stories that are most likely to make us angry? Because a lot of what I'm seeing, even a week and a couple of days with Biddeford in the rearview mirror, I'm still seeing the headlines that are trying to get you riled up. And I'll confess, they still get me riled up. What I'm after this morning is something that's becoming increasingly difficult to find in Maine and America. The whole story, not half of it, not my side versus your side. I want the whole thing. So we can keep asking the questions about Biddeford. So then you can step back and say, Waterville, did you really need to do that? Bar Harbor, about a month ago, you too, right? Saying no, cooperate with ICE. It boils down to this. What aren't we seeing? And if we saw it, would it change our opinion about immigration and customs enforcement? Where's the image of the immigration and customs enforcement agent using the bolt cutters to take the padlock off the vault and reach inside and pull the scared child that was being trafficked to safety? Where is that image? No, I'm not working PR for ICE, but I don't think it would hurt if people had a better understanding of all that ICE does. So that's why I say, maybe Maine and America has more than an illegal immigration problem. Maybe we have an information problem. And that's why the question of the day is posted online. Paul, would you read it? Because I've talked too much. You know that.
Are Americans getting the whole story when it comes to the work of immigration and customs enforcement?
No, I wonder if they got the whole story, would it change the mind of those people who are protesting on the front lines?
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.